Happily for most of us, this weekend means we can look forward to the Easter weekend with some time off work, time to spend with family and friends. But for some families, the long weekend can be a nightmare of abusive partners, the threat of attacks from adult children, or even having their children taken into care. Yesterday at Dolphin House in Dublin, the family law courts were open for emergency cases only. Valerie Cox was there. Valerie, first of all, how busy was it?
Well, normally it's an extraordinarily busy court with several courts all sitting at the one time. But yesterday it was different. It was dealing only with emergency applications. There was one court open, and Sean, it never stopped all day. Now, the judge in charge was Judge Gerard Furlong. And I found this with the family courts. The judges are extremely sensitive, extremely kind, firm, but very decent. They don't go on with legal jargon. They explain things very well to the people who come in. And yesterday we had some absolutely awful cases, very sad cases.
The first one you want to tell me about, Valerie, involves an abduction, does it, with a child then being taken into emergency care?
Yes, it was a very upsetting case. It was a couple who had travelled to Ireland from abroad on Wednesday last, and their child had already been identified by their local social workers as being at risk, and the courts had been involved in their home country. Now, a Garda gave evidence to the court, and she said that they had reacted to an alert from the authorities abroad asking the Gardaí to help find this child because they had serious concerns for its welfare. A social worker actually travelled to Dublin to give evidence. She said, yes, there's an interim care order in force in the country of residence. And the problems, there were many problems concerning this child. The child had been witnessing domestic violence. He was isolated and there were concerns about his education. So the Gardaí here, they did great detective work, Sean, and the judge complimented them on it. They found the family in a B&B in Dublin, and a female guard that went there observed them and then introduced herself. She said the child had hygiene issues. It was in an unkempt state. His clothes had not been changed for 4 days. The family had no money, and they had spent the whole night sitting up in an internet cafe. Now, she asked the boy if he was hungry, and she said he kept changing his story about what he'd eaten. And the mother said they'd sold all their possessions to get money. And then she was trying to talk to the child, and she asked him his name and age. And he turned to his father and he asked him, what is my name? What age am I? So the parents consented to the judge making an interim emergency care order for the next week. Now, that means the child has been taken into temporary care. He's going to get medical assessment, treatment if he needs it, and his location will not be revealed to the parents. And if the parents are allowed access to him, that will be at the discretion of TUSLA, which of course is the new child and family agency.
Valerie, I know you have to be very careful about details revealing anything that will identify the child and so forth. That's why you have to speak in general terms about where he is from and so forth. But can you tell us, was the child in court? What age is the child? And when you mentioned an abduction, how does that fit into the picture?
Well, the child, there was a care order in place in his country of residence. So by taking their own child from that jurisdiction, that was in effect abducting the child. And the child is now in the care of TUSLA.
Right. And so then it's just a matter of this being revisited at a subsequent point in the courts.
Yes, there will be a date set for a full hearing or the child will be taken back.
What about then another case, a threat of a father taking teenagers abroad to their home country?
Yeah, this was a very interesting case. A mother had gone to court the previous day and had got a safety order against her husband because she was very concerned for her safety and her children. Now, then she got worried that because she'd got the safety order, the husband was going to travel abroad with her children. He had their passports, and she also was suspicious because she discovered he'd quit his job in Ireland and had cancelled his life insurance policy. Now, the family had been talking about going abroad in July to obtain a divorce, but she said she didn't want to go now. So the judge actually asked for one of the teenage children to be brought to the court, and he spoke to him, and he said, the child said that he felt there were plans to leave the country with his father, but he wanted to stay in Ireland and to finish his education. So Judge Furlong issued an interim order to prevent the children being removed from the jurisdiction without her consent. He ordered that the passports be handed into the court and that all port and airport Gardaí would be notified. And then, of course, he set a date for a full hearing of the case.
Another emergency case involving a newborn baby.
Yeah, absolutely tragic, Sean. Social workers went to court. They wanted an emergency care order for a newborn child born in Dublin. Now, the mother of the child, who looked absolutely distraught, and her aunt were in court. The court heard the family were known to social workers. They already had other children. And the problem was that the woman's partner was exceptionally violent. They said it was likely the woman would get back into a relationship with the father and the outcome would be domestic violence. So Judge Furlong, he was very kind to the mother and he said, look, in fairness to her, she had agreed to the care order and he thanked her for that and said, look, it's a short-term situation.
Now, other cases you attended or were present for, Valerie, they all, I gather, involved emergency safety orders.
Yeah. Now, Sean, there's a difference between a safety order and a barring order. A safety order is issued and it means the person can't use violence, they can't threaten, molest, put in fear, watch, or even send abusive text messages. And if they do that, the person who got the order can go to the Gardaí and have them arrested. Now, a barring order is much harsher and long-term. It includes all of the above, but it also means that the person has to leave the home and can't come near it. So to get a barring order, a couple has to be living together for 6 out of the last 9 months. The maximum period for it is 3 years, but it can be cancelled if the person who sought it decides to do that. And that would usually be, say, in the case of a reconciliation. Now, all the other cases yesterday, Sean, they were all these emergency safety orders. People terrified out of their wits over what might happen to them over the weekend. They were all women. And some of them were older women. Some of them were very young women. And I've got a number of cases here for you. One woman had a small baby just a few weeks old with her. She was very upset. Now, she'd taken the baby, she said, to see her former partner the previous day. She'd already got an order for maintenance for him to support the baby. And when he saw her, he attacked her. He tried to choke her. He twisted her arm. And she was terrified. She was so upset. And the baby was crying, Sean. I even got up myself and I went over and I jiggled the pram just to stop the baby crying. And she was granted a temporary protection order.
And by way of more background in that case, there was drink involved?
There was.
Right. And so then there was another young woman you want to tell me about who had been in a long-term relationship.
Yeah, they had one child, but a few days ago, her partner attacked her. She said he was very controlling. He threw a lamp at her, cut her back, called her names. The child now was afraid to come home, afraid of the father, and was staying with relations. Now, she said the father was a heroin user and he left home last Monday after she got an interim barring order. But she still feels threatened because he's making these phone calls warning her that he was watching her. So she said she was very afraid and the judge granted a barring order for 3 years.
There was another case of a woman with children. She had been married for 4 years, was it?
Yep. And she said her husband was very controlling. She said, he won't let me talk to my friends. He's always shouting and rowing. He even gets up at night out of the bed to fight with me. And she said, I always have to cover up with a coat. He won't let me show any flesh. This was an Irish woman now. And she said, I'm in fear for my safety. I just want to be rid of him. So she was granted a temporary safety order.
As was, the next one is about a temporary barring order arising from a very serious attack.
Yeah, this was a very serious, very violent attack, Sean. It's a woman in her 30s and it was her ex-boyfriend. Now, they have no children together, although he has other children. He beat her up, he headbutted her, he kicked her, he hit her with a dumbbell, smashed the TV and the wardrobe. And when the Gardaí were called, he actually had to be removed by the Gardaí and pulled off her by the Gardaí, and still he returned to their home. This woman was very upset in court. This really gave an insight into what some women in this country are facing this weekend, Sean. The judge said, look, I accept your evidence. And he said he accepted that she was at very serious risk, very kind to her and directed her to see Women's Aid. And they have an office in the same building as the courts. And he granted a temporary barring order.
I mentioned at the outset that some people feared what might happen as a result of contact with their adult children. You have a case there.
Sean, there were two cases yesterday, quite extraordinary, really. There was a middle-aged woman who got a 3-year barring order against her son. Now, he was living at home with other adult children in his late 20s. He smashed up her house. He went to attack his parents and he did attack her. He bruised her. And she said, look, Judge, I can show you the bruising. And then she discovered he had a knife hidden down his trousers. But after this attack, he went to the Gardaí himself. He's drinking, she said. He's also on antidepressants. And she said, look, it's very hard. And you know, Sean, it must be awfully hard to say this about your own child. And she said, it was very hard. He apologised. He said he wouldn't do it again. And she said, but if he does get treatment, and if I get the all clear from a doctor, I will talk to him again.
Right, so that's another one perhaps to be revisited. And finally, you have a case where a woman, again, a barring order, a slightly older son.
Yeah, in his late 30s and not living at home. She's a widow and apparently he's been intimidating her and harassing her for money. Now, she already has a safety order against her son, but the Gardaí told her that in order to enforce that, they'd have to catch him at her house. Now, the judge said no, he said, but what I often advise people to do, and this is what I'm advising you to do, he said, make an appointment and go in and have a chat with the superintendent. Now, she also said that her son is stealing things from her house. So the judge told her, look, all I can do there is tell you to report him to the Gardaí for theft. So there is actually a date set for a hearing for the barring order.
So that's a rundown of some of the cases that were up in the court yesterday, the family court. Valerie, these were all what are called ex parte. In other words, they're not contested because only one person goes to court looking for them.
That's right, Sean. And in many cases, you wouldn't want the other person to know you were going to the court. I mean, to take a different kind of example, if somebody's digging a hole in your front garden, you don't want them to have prior knowledge of it. And this is what a lot of those cases were. So they were ex parte motions.
Valerie, thanks for that report. Back with the news after these.